Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So it's right before Thanksgiving while I'm recording this. And today, I'd like to talk about five ways to give thanks to your clients this Thanksgiving. And maybe even next Thanksgiving. Now, there's a tradition in the United States, it's called Black Friday. Now, Black Friday is one of my favorite Steely Dan songs. When Black Friday comes, I'm going to dig myself a hole. But that's not what Black Friday is about in the U.S. It's actually the day after Thanksgiving, and it's built around shopping. But Black Friday has some other meanings, too. As a matter of fact, every Friday the 13th is considered a Black Friday. And in the United Kingdom, it's the day or the Friday before Christmas. And they call it the partying day. Those kooky British. Anyways, but Thanksgiving is another holiday that's celebrated right before Black Friday. And Thanksgiving was originally built around the natives and the bounty and the pilgrims and all that kind of stuff. And obviously it's turned into something different now, where it's partially about getting together with family, but you know, it's more about shopping, which is crazy. But I like to think of it as a time to give thanks. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you harvested some good business this year? I have. But in future podcasts, I'm going to be talking about how to prep yourself for the bounty of next year. What can you do to prep yourself so you have a great Thanksgiving? But when we sit down and think about Black Friday, it's truly associated with the day after Thanksgiving, and it originally started in 1952 as the big shopping day before Christmas. It was the kickoff of the season, and all the stores decorated, and now, of course, we get Christmas music in July. It's crazy. But in the last few decades, maybe the 90s or 2000s, that's when they started calling it Black Friday, and it just keeps creeping back and back and back. As a matter of fact, it used to be that stores would open early, say 7 a.m. instead of 9 a.m. and stay up until midnight. Now, you can finish your Thanksgiving dinner and go shopping at Kohl's. It's like, there's no time for the family. It's go get the great deals. Speaking of which, if you do go to one of those stores that opens at 5 a.m. or 3 a.m. or whatever it is, you stand in line to get a deal, right? There's TVs that are 50% off. But usually it's kind of like a bait and switch. There's only three available. So everybody lines up for three TVs and it turns into a feeding frenzy. I saw this one post where a guy bought a Walmart vest on eBay so he could get into the store and act like he worked there. Now, it may get you arrested, but it might not get you killed. It's not such a bad idea. Don't do that. But anyways, there's lots of other ways to get these deals nowadays. Obviously, you can go online. Amazon is killing stores because you can get everything shipped to you with Amazon Prime for free, and they have their own set of deals. So the other thing that I've seen is that companies are putting out specials, Black Friday specials. Now, I have fallen prey to these as well. A lot of times I'll buy things because it's, 50% off. Ends up being a product or something I'd never use, and honestly, it was a waste of money. But people are trying to sell their wares on Black Friday to you, when really Black Friday is about going out and buying gifts for others and giving thanks. So that's really what I want to talk about, is how you can give thanks this holiday season. I mean, if you really think about it, most people don't use Thanksgiving to give thanks, maybe around the dinner table, but certainly not in their businesses. So I want to give you five ideas that I've seen or heard that could help. Idea number one is, years ago, I knew somebody that gave away Thanksgiving cards instead of Christmas cards. Now, it may be a little late to do that right now, but that was done so they would stand out and give thanks to their clients rather than Christmas cards. Now, back in the 90s, I used to do a thank you at Christmas time, which was a audio cassette of original Christmas music. They were Christmas carols, but we did our own versions of them. It was a lot of fun, and it stood out. But think about maybe doing something like a Thanksgiving card and mailing those out, say, a week or two before Thanksgiving just to say thanks. It's really super simple, obviously, to go online and post a thank you, everybody, you know, social media post. But the biggest problem with that is not everybody is going to see it. You could also do a Thanksgiving email, but most people aren't paying attention to business on Thanksgiving Day, so most people won't see it because they're not at work. They're probably cooking a turkey or getting ready to go over to somebody's house and eat it. So making sure you get that out early enough to say thank you is a great way to stand out from the crowd. Another way to give thanks is think of a way you can give your client a review. I had a friend call me up, and unfortunately, he lost his job. And I worked with him, and I said to him, dude, I want to give you a great recommendation on LinkedIn. And I'll certainly do that before Thanksgiving. But maybe you can go online and give a review to your client on Google or Facebook or Yelp or whatever. Anybody you can think to give a review to who you've worked with that you want to say thanks to would be helpful to them. Then you could send them an email or a text and let them know that you did it just to say thanks. The other thing you can do is spend a little money. You can give a gift. There's lots of different ways to do it. I use a thing called Rocket Notes. And if you want to find out anything about the products that I use, go to brianloves.info. You'll find all the info there. But Rocket Notes allows me to send out personalized gifts, including mugs and t-shirts and whatever I want. But the bottom line is I do a mug for all of the guests of my Bacon podcast, and I put their name on it. So I'm giving thanks all year for the people that help you to learn. If you don't want to spend any money, then maybe you can give them a bonus. I'd love to give you a bonus. Go to baconpodcast.com and either fill out the contact form or the questions form, and in the message, put the word bonus. I will send you back an email with a code where you can get my worksheet and checklist bundle for free. Since this is an evergreen podcast, I'll make sure I get back to you with that code anytime you send me one of those. Just to say thanks. The final thing that you can do, which is easy, is just call them. Get on the phone either before Thanksgiving or even right after Thanksgiving, and just call and say thank you. It's something simple, but it's so different. You're not calling and asking for anything, and don't sit here and get into a large sales conversation. Just say thanks. It's just that simple. People appreciate being appreciated, and people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So use this season to give thanks. What are your plans for Black Friday? Are you going to go shopping? Not me. I plan on working. What I'm going to do is put a list together of people that I want to thank this holiday season, and I'm going to figure out one of those five tips that I can use to do something special for them. By the way, thank you for being a listener. I really appreciate you and your time, especially when you go online and give me a review at iTunes. Thank you. Again, I want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you, and I hope you and your family have an incredible holiday season. No matter what you celebrate, how you celebrate, go spend it with people that you love. The past is behind us, the future is in front of us, but today is the present. So open your present and give thanks.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.